This news is not too sweet. Coca-Cola is recalling one of its most popular zero sugar drinks, finding that it does, in fact, contain sugar.
Oh.
The company has recalled 13,000 cases of Minute Maid Zero Sugar Lemonade due to mislabeling after discovering that regular lemonade containing sugar was incorrectly packaged in cartons labeled as zero sugar.
Mm-hmm.
This poses a health risk for individuals with certain health conditions, including diabetes, as the drinks contain 40 grams of sugar per 12-ounce can.
Really? Diabetes.
Diabetes. Think about that. 40 grams of sugar.
Oh, I've made comments
before
on this
program. In a 12-ounce can.
When are we going to stop drinking soda?
Wow. The recall, by the way, only affects products that were shipped to retail stores in Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio. Huh. Well, I'm drinking a Cherry 7-Up right now. It's got 140 calories in it. And 36 grams of sugar.
Yeah. And what's that on your recommended daily intake percentage?
Make that 38 grams of sugar. Wait, hang on, Sam and Dana. It says here, total sugars, 38 grams, including 38 grams of added sugars.
Well, yeah,
what does that mean?
The total is the added, yes.
Mm-hmm.
What does it say on the percentage, though?
It's the hidden happy sugars.
76%
of your daily sugar?
There you go. 76% of my daily sugar intake.
You drink two of those and you're at 150% plus whatever sugar you get from your foods.
Well, it has 0 grams of protein. Not getting any muscle mass out of this thing.
Not a good thing.
No protein.
I think I'm going to stop drinking these things. Once you read the label, for a guy with high blood pressure, it has 40 milligrams of sodium.
How does cardiac arrest sound?
Apparently very delightful.
You know what? I had lunch with a friend of mine today right before I popped into work, Scott, and she had a latte about 40 minutes before she met me for lunch. And I walk in, and she's my age. We both went to KU together, known her for, 30, 40 years. Walk in, and she is literally like shaking. And she goes, "You are not going to believe this. I got this latte, and I don't think it was like an espresso supercharged. Like, it was just a latte." And she said, "I feel like my heart is about to jump out of my chest." And I could tell she was just like just ramped up and all. And she is a coffee drinker.
Had she not eaten anything
today? I asked her, I go, "My gosh," I go, "let's get some carbs in you or something." I don't know. Is it different times of day or is it possible you go to get a coffee and your body is normally used to that in the morning? And because this was the afternoon, like, I don't know. But she said her heart was beating out of her chest and you could tell, just jittery.
Was she having a panic attack or was this in relation to the caffeine?
She swears it was in relation to the caffeine.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
But just randomly, if you're used to being a coffee drinker, that can happen to you?
If you don't eat, if you don't have a nice layer of protein, you had mentioned carbs, it's actually protein. If you don't have a nice layer of protein in your stomach while you're consuming coffee, it will hit you aggressively.
Well, but I have 2 to 3 cups of coffee in the morning on an empty stomach. And look at me, I'm fine. I'm the embodiment of health.
You are. Keep telling yourself
okay.
that.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. To both of you. Dana, was there a cat scene in the original Smile?
Involving a young actor from one town of Kansas City.
Really?
There is a cat scene.
Somebody's referencing that on the
Once you see
line.
That, you will also never be able to get that scene out of your head.
Does the cat start smiling?
No, Sam, the cat did not smile.
Is it because the cat is dead?
Were there teeth involved? Violently introduced to the Rainbow Bridge. You would be accurate.
So why would you recommend that Sam and I go watch this movie?
I do love scary movies.
Clever, thriller, scary.
No, thank you.
Okay.
I think I don't watch scary movies very often, but when I do, I actually think the Saw movies are clever.
Oh, no, I don't like that at all.
I would agree.
That they're clever?
Want to play a game.
I just think that's gory. I just think that's gory for the sake of gore.
You just said that a cat was sent over the Rainbow Bridge in violent fashion.
In a very...
tastefully violent?
I haven't even seen it, and I'm just assuming the cat was eaten.
No, you would be wrong.
Oh, really?
Nope. But do you not remember we had the actor on the show, the young actor who was at a birthday party?
Yes.
He's a young actor from Kansas City that got placed in that role that involves a cat that we will not talk about beyond that.
How does that kid sleep at night?
He's an actor.
What'd you say?
Ambien.
All right, 913-586-7798. Don't forget to sign up for the Daniel Parks 4th Annual Cornhole Tournament. It is this Saturday at Serve in Overland Park, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. All the proceeds go to KC Pet Project. We have a limited number of slots for teams. You can register your team today at kmbz.com.